welcome to the Thursday, February 20th, 2020 meeting of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors. Are there any supervisor conference reports or announcements to start with? I have to put my glasses on. Supervisor Cruz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I recently attended the WCA Legislative Exchange along with Supervisor Isola Johnson and Mr. O'Malley and Jane Kleekamp. And at this exchange, we heard Tony Evers speak. We heard leaders and the majority and minority leaders of both chambers, Fitzgerald, Schilling, Voss, and Hintz, talk about the legislative session, the yet pending legislation that was still a priority for them and which has since been debated and passed in many cases. And we heard from Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll, on his 2020 election preview based on his polling. We also heard from the Supreme Court candidates, Karofsky, Falone, and Kelly. And one of the more interesting addresses was by Lisa Saronin, who's the director of State Local the State and Local Legal Center, and who files many amicus curia briefs before the Supreme Court of the United States on behalf of states, cities, and counties. Her topic was why the Supreme Court decisions matter to Wisconsin counties, and it was very thought-provoking and very entertaining. The highlight for me was a presentation by Rob Curley, who is the editor of the Spokane Spokesman Review, a little newspaper kind of like the La Crosse Tribune. Rob started out as a digital revolution whiz kid who got lots of newspapers up to speed in the digital age and was so successful that he was hired by the Washington Post and became a bigwig there. And then decided to go back to the roots and took over a small failing daily in Spokane, Washington, and transformed it and along with it the community. Super innovative, a huge fan of community journalism, and he was named one of the 50 most creative people in the world. And his presentation was very entertaining, and for me, the best of the event. That's it.
Thank you, Supervisor Cruz. Other conference reports or announcements? Supervisor Geary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yesterday, Supervisor Richmond and myself went over to Logan High School for a conference on e-cigarettes, vaping, and the Clean Indoor Act. It was put on by the students at Logan High School and Judy Zabel, a health educator that works for La Crosse County. It was a pretty eye-opening discussion they had about e-cigarettes and stuff. The harmful chemicals, very similar to cigarettes. The students say with the flavorings and stuff that they're very addicting. At Logan, they said this unbelievably high percentage of students are already using them. They were recommending that the municipalities pass ordinances regulating them like cigarettes or something similar. 42 cities have done it. My understanding is the city of La Crosse is doing one. Did La Crosse County draft a model ordinance for the other municipalities to adopt if they want to or not? I don't know what I forgot to ask her. The thing ended at 9, then you start drinking coffee and you miss her and, you know, things happen. So I didn't, so I don't know where the ordinance is. Did the county draft it or is the city on their own on that? Well,
I'm
could we
still
find out maybe?
Coffee. I don't have an answer for that.
Well, anyway, maybe for next month, somebody from the health department
we'll
find
check.
Out.
We'll yeah. check, but I don't believe our ordinance has been changed.
Because I think we want to have the same one for La Crosse and Onalaska and Holman, so, you know, if we can get a model drafted, then we'll all have the same
we'll
ordinance.
We'll follow up with health.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Supervisor Geary. Supervisor Isola.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to, I had a little additional thoughts about the Wisconsin Counties Association Legislative Exchange that I attended in Madison on February 4th and 5th. It was very informative. The legislative update from the WCA really helps one to understand what types of things are being talked about. The question and answer session with the state Senate and assembly leaders also very, very informative. And also, one of the most interesting sessions for me was the update on the U.S. Supreme Court and its effects on Wisconsin counties. The presenter, Lisa Saronin, is originally from the Midwest and is now the executive director of the State and Local Legal Center in Washington, D.C. She listens to all of the Supreme Court, what they talk about after they are done with the cases, and she had a very, very interesting insight that was just fascinating to listen to. I also really enjoyed Rob Curley, who is the boy genius editor of the Spokesman Review in Spokane, Washington. He gave a mesmerizing presentation on reviving local newspapers back to not just relevancy, but as core community builders. If you ever have a chance to listen to him speak, I highly recommend it. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Isola. Supervisor Hampson.
Thank you. I didn't go anywhere, but I was talking to a person, a civilian, the other day, and she commented on the plowing of the roads in Holland. And she said it's absolutely terrible how they don't plow the roads until she gets to the county road, and then it's perfect. Just thought you'd like to hear that. Thanks.
Any other conference reports or announcements? Supervisor Erickson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Viterbo has a voice initiative where it is taking steps to fight the opioid epidemic, and there are a couple of events coming up in mid-March that I wanted to give you a heads up on, especially the town hall meeting on the 12th, because it has to do with the practice in Wisconsin of cutting off Medicaid accounts for people who are incarcerated. And Wisconsin is one of 16 states that does that. The other states suspend the Medicaid accounts. And so in Wisconsin, when you get out of jail, you could wait up to a month to get your benefits back. And meanwhile, you have you could have medical issues, and it could spiral into a situation where you're back in jail. So that's on March 12th, discussion on that. The next day there's a all-day opioid summit, and the details will be in the Tribune on Sunday, I believe. So that's all.
Thank you, Supervisor Erickson. Supervisor Burke.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's been a change of staffing at Mississippi River Regional Planning. I reported to you that Greg Flogstead, who was the executive director, had retired. And then Peter Fletcher, probably almost a year ago, left the Mississippi River Regional Planning and became the executive director for La Crosse Area Planning Commission. So that required hiring two people and replacing the executive director, Dave Boniface, who has been with Mississippi River, was the person who was chosen from the interviews to take the executive director position. And then the two new senior planners are Abby Nicewander and Bob Golnick, both of whom have connections to the area.
Thank you. Any other conference reports or announcements? All right, moving on to administrator's report, including the addendum. The addendum item will be taken up under Mr. O'Malley's report. You have the floor.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'd like to invite Brian Hitchcock, our new emergency services administrator, to come forward and be introduced. I really want to thank him, as well as the Judiciary and Law Committee, for assisting, along with various department heads, in interviewing successful candidates. And you've already approved, if you step behind the mic, you've already approved my recommendation and appointment, and he started 2 weeks ago and already had an overlap with Jay Leffler before he left. You'll recall that Brian brings a great depth of knowledge and experience in numerous dispatch centers. I've already seen him in action in a couple of different meetings on scrutinizing some of the decisions that we'll be making as a community together with our agencies that we serve on software decisions. I was already able to add value to those those discussions, and very pleased to introduce Brian Hitchcock, our Emergency Services Administrator. If you'd like to say a couple words and take any questions.
It's great to be back up in Northland. I am originally from the Twin Cities, and I spent about 15 years of my life up in Ashland and another 5 years in Menominee, Wisconsin. And left down to go southward down to the Chicago and the Quad Cities area, and just recently Clarksville, Tennessee. Really glad to be back. I got a lot of family in the area, so I don't have to travel 700-800 miles. I've got friends down in the Quad Cities, and I've just been so impressed with La Crosse that I've lived in cities that are 100,000 to 200,000 that don't have downtowns that are as impressive as this place here. My first couple weeks here, I'm impressed with all the electronic usage that they use for all the forms and the equipment that they use compared to other cities of comparable size. I'm very impressed so far. The people have been very nice. It's a few degrees cooler than where I was at. Still trying to get used to that. Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions of Brian? Are we going to grill him tonight on his first appearance before the board, or we're going to take it easy on you tonight, Brian? Thank you very much, and welcome. I should have made certain, is there any objection to taking up the addendum item at this point? Unanimous consent for that? All right, thank you.
Thank
Mr.
you,
Mr. Malley.
Madam Chair, members of the board, you also know that at the end of January, we wished well the retirement of Mary Marco as our Human Resources Director, and we went through a hiring process that included consideration of 39 applicants, interviewing of 7 candidates, and I'm making a recommendation tonight to appoint Stephen Conrad as the Human Resources Director effective April 6. I appreciate the work of department heads that were involved in the panels, as well as the members of the Executive Committee that were able to attend. Just briefly, I want to highlight Stephen's qualifications. He's actually also from the area. We're attracting people back. He graduated from Onalaska High School. I don't remember which year, but that would give you an idea of his age. He's younger than me, so that's not hard. He's very excited to come back. He has over 20 years in private sector HR innovation and services and onboarding. He has a master's degree in human resources, as well as private certifications in different process improvement systems such as Six Sigma and Blanchard, and a whole set of experiences that will be very helpful to us as we're reanalyzing what services we provide, how we automate HRIS, human resources information system, and really builds on the success that we've had in automating so many of our financial processes. So I would ask for your consideration and a vote of approval. Stephen couldn't be here tonight. He will start April 6. He's relocating from the Boston or from the Massachusetts area. So again, the department heads were very pleased with the appointment and recommendation, and really ultimately they're the customers of the human resources department. So it's very important to have their buy-in. And again, I appreciate the executive committee members that participated in the interviews. So I would ask for your consideration.
Is there a motion to approve the appointment of Stephen Conrad as the HR director? Moved by Supervisor Cruz, seconded by Supervisor Richmond. Discussion on this item. I would note that those are two, along with Supervisor Weidenbach, of executive committee members who participated in the interviews. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the hiring of Stephen Conrad as the Human Resources Manager, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. Anything else from you, Mr. O'Malley?
Madam Chair, members of the board, just to remind you, some of you already know this, but next week I'm going to be taking some medical leave for hip replacement surgery, so I'll be out for about 4 to 6 weeks. If you've got issues, I'll do the best I can to follow up on emails, but primarily Jane Kleekamp and Megan DeVore can handle virtually any decisions that have to be made during that period of time, so please work directly with them. I'll be sending out an email to department heads mentioning that as well in my absence. Jane will also be serving as the interim HR director until Stephen starts in April, which is about the time I'll be coming back. So. Anyway, just to let you know, and hope you'll wish me well, or at least no ill.
Do we need a vote on wishing him well? All those in favor? No. We.
Ouch!
We do wish you well. We know that you've been putting it off.
Yep.
And putting it off and putting it off. So we wish you much luck with the surgery.
I never used sick leave, so I got a full bank. So
yeah. All right, that takes us to the consent agenda. A motion by Supervisor Plesha, seconded by Supervisor Kornforth to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion on that item? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. On to committee reports, starting with Planning Resources and Development, Supervisor Scheller.
Madam Chair, I have two items. First item is item number 2-4, a zoning petition number 2035 filed by Ronald G. Overson and Peter A. and Mary J. Marco to rezone 35.19 acre lot from exclusive agricultural district to exclusive agriculture district with conditions and the rural district with conditions to rezone a 3.1 acre lot from rural district to rural district with conditions and the town of Farmington. That zoning petition was passed 6 in favor, none opposed, with two conditions on each of the three lots. I move for its approval.
Supervisor Scheller moves the committee report, which is approval with two deed restrictions noted for each of the parcels. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor Isola. Discussion on this item. Seeing none, all those in favor of its approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. Back to you, Supervisor Scheller.
Item number 2-5, which is zoning petition number 2036, filed by Mark P. and Jill J. Dunn to rezone 35.1 acres lot from general agriculture district to rural district for one existing and two future residences located in the town of Holland. That was also approved, 6 in favor, none opposed, with three conditions. I move for its approval.
Supervisor Scheller moves the committee report, which is to approve with three conditions or deed restrictions, seconded by Supervisor Kyle. Discussion on this item. Seeing none, all those in favor of its approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. Anything else from you?
Nothing else.
That's it. All right, thank you. On to Public Works and Infrastructure, Supervisor Barlow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm pleased to bring before the board item 2-6, first consideration of ordinance number 181 to amend section 7.02 entitled Parking Regulations of the General Code of La Crosse County, Wisconsin. I would just move its first reading this evening.
Supervisor Barlow moves the first reading of this ordinance, seconded by Supervisor Erickson. Any discussion on this, the first reading? We'll have an opportunity again next month for the second reading. Any discussion? All right, back to you for the next item, okay. Mr. Barlow.
Thank you. I'm pleased to bring before the board item 2-7, a resolution, RE approval of amended La Crosse County Outdoor Recreational Plan 2019 to 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board hereby approves the La Crosse County Outdoor Recreation Plan 2019-2024 as amended. Fiscal note, the implementation steps necessary to implement this plan will be authorized individually within the facilities and Bluffland Coalition budgets of the years 2019 through 2024. I would move its approval.
Supervisor Barlow moves approval of the resolution, seconded by Supervisor Burke. Discussion on this item. Seeing none, all those in favor of its approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. Is that it for you, Supervisor Barlow?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. On to Executive Committee, Supervisor Cruz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have for you item 2-8, a resolution regarding elected official salaries for the term 2021 through 2024. County Clerk, County Treasurer, Register of Deeds. Now therefore be resolved that the following elected officials shall be paid at the annual rate set forth on the following schedule for the 2021-2024 term commencing January 4th, 2021, and for the subsequent years of the term shall be effective January 1st for 2022, 2023, and 2024. The rates are the same for all three electeds, beginning with the 2020 current rate of $81,000, increasing by 2% in each of the following 2 years from $82,620 to $84,273, increasing by 3% in the following 2 years from $86,801 to $89,405. Be it further resolved that in addition to the above compensation, the elected officials shall also pay, as required by state law, 50% of the elected officials' Wisconsin Retirement System contribution, and such changes from year to year as set by the state and WRS. And be it further resolved that the elected officials shall be eligible for voluntary health, dental, and life insurance subject to the same terms and conditions as full-time non-represented La Crosse County employees. The fiscal note is the estimated cost of salary for 2021 is $4,860 and roll-ups $700. All elected officials are contributing 6.75% to the WRS for 2020. I move its approval.
Supervisor Cruz moves approval of the resolution, seconded by Supervisor Cable. Discussion on this item. Seeing none, all those in favor of its approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. Anything else from you, Supervisor Cruz? On to Health and Human Services, Supervisor Hampson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have item 29, authorizing application for state funding for the countywide Safe Routes to School program for fiscal year 2022 through 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Board of Supervisors hereby supports the La Crosse County Transportation Alternatives Program's application for funding in the amount of $345,585,000, 80% from the state and 20% local match of $69,117 for state fiscal year 2023 and 2024 in order to continue providing this service to schools, children, and families in La Crosse County. Fiscal note, acceptance of this grant will require a 20% match of $69,117 to be levied as part of the 2022, 2023, and 2024 budgets, state fiscal year 2023 and 2024. I move for its approval.
Supervisor Hampson moves approval of the resolution, seconded by Supervisor Friedland. Discussion on this item. Seeing none, all those in favor of its approval, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any abstentions? That is approved. Anything else from you, Supervisor Hampson?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'm like vamping, stalling as long as I can, but yet it's still 25 minutes after six. Are there suggestions for future agenda items? Longer meetings? Is that what you said? If you have any, please make sure to contact me, give me a call, email me. We will again wish well to Mr. O'Malley as he goes through surgery and rehabs. And with that, Supervisor Hesse makes a motion to adjourn, seconded by Supervisor Tahiri. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned with the thanks of the chair. Some of you have annual reports from the Sheriff's Department.